Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Williams Project podcast. Today's episode is Matthew Horncastle explaining 164 days without drinking. So I officially had my last drink 164 days ago, and I just wanted to talk through the experience with you. Where I'm at, how I sort of feel about alcohol, my mind, my body, sort of the whole process. So the reason I stopped drinking was because I found my life became consumed by alcohol. It was always work, then going to some location to drink. So work to dinner to drink, work to a vineyard to drink, go out on the weekend with my friends and drink. And I wasn't happy with the quantity of time that I was spending drinking. And also on the odd occasion when I'd overconsumed alcohol, I wasn't happy with the person that I was being. I have a pretty good alcohol tolerance, and I didn't really overconsume that often. But you do have occasions where you overconsume and you don't like the person you're being in that moment. So I essentially decided to have a crack at sobriety. I've had periods in my life where I haven't drank before, and in those periods it was like, I'm going to have a month off, I'm going to have 3 months off, I'm going to have whatever. Where this time is very different. It's just, I'm not going to drink at this stage in my life. And so the resources I used, I read the book Alcohol Explained by Alan Carr. I then read, The Easy Way to Quit Alcohol, to Reduce Alcohol by Alan Carr. Then I read Alcohol Explained by, I think it's William Potter. And then I read Alcohol Explained 2 by William Potter. Great books. And it sort of just reframes the substance in your mind. And it explains that there's a lot more negatives to drinking than we realize, and very few positives. And what I've found is, as I haven't drank, my appetite's changed. I crave clean food, and I pretty much only eat clean food. I drink a lot more water, because when I'm out socially, I'll just drink a heap of soda water or sparkling water or just water. And so I'm a lot more hydrated. My face looks better. Like, I've lost that redness and that puffiness. It's made a massive difference with my weight. Since I stopped drinking, I've lost over 12 kgs. Like, I'm lean and fit and strong. Like, when I look at myself in the mirror in the morning, say completely naked, I look really great. My body's in great physical condition. I'm fit, strong, and healthy. I have really high energy levels when I wake up. Like, I wake up and I'm going. And I also feel that I've become a lot more emotionally stable. I think that one thing I noticed, which I found really interesting, I'll walk down the street and people will stop and talk to me. Like, lots of people. Like, I'll walk two blocks and have four people stop me and talk to me, where that didn't happen when I was drinking. And I think what's happening is I'm looking happier and more approachable, so more people approach me. So that's really, really cool. Not having a red puffy face is really cool. I think that everyone that consumes alcohol, I'd highly recommend reading a book like Alcohol Explained by William Potter. And even if you continue to drink, then at least you understand the drug that you're consuming. I think that as I got a better understanding for alcohol, it just made me not want to consume it. Now, this is not me being righteous. If you drink and you've got a good relationship with alcohol, you do you. I'm a huge believer in you do you and you live your life. I'm sort of just thinking out loud and discussing my thoughts and my journey with it. At this stage, I believe I won't drink again. I really don't miss it. I have no desire to drink. It's just something that, yeah, I don't miss at all. I actually don't know how I had the time to do it, because I'm just on all the time. And I've found that, yeah, I'm significantly more productive. And, yeah, it's really great and really enjoyable. It's something that I'm proud of myself. Like, I picked something that I believe where I wasn't being the best version of myself. and I changed it and I became a better version of myself, which is really, really cool. And it's something that I like. I like keeping promises to myself and showing myself that if I make a decision, I'll stick to it. So that's really good. That's positive. What else? What are my other thoughts on the subject matter? I think you should just audit yourself and any substances you're consuming and audit if that's helping or hindering you being the best version of yourself. One other thing I noticed is I wear an Oura ring. So an Oura ring is like a sleep detection technology. And I could see when I'd had a drink, when I'd had two drinks, when I'd had three drinks, when I'd had three plus drinks, I could see that effect on my body when I was sleeping. I could see the elevated heart rate. I could see the increased restlessness. I could see the decreased, I think it was REM sleep. I could see that all affecting my sleep. And because I was consuming alcohol each day, I was having affected sleep each day. And so I'm definitely getting better quality sleep now I'm not drinking. I'm someone that's actually struggled with sleep. I don't sleep very well. I'm very, very restless. I spend like a huge percentage of the night just rolling around. But that's because I'm someone that's high energy and I sort of, I'm just high energy. But it's definitely helped my sleep. And I definitely wake up and I sort of spring out of bed in the morning, which is super cool. That snap was probably not very pleasurable on your ears, sorry. I won't do that again. It's something that I've really enjoyed and I don't miss alcohol at all. So yeah, if you're thinking about stopping drinking, have a read of the book. If you're thinking about having a better quality relationship with the substance, which is alcohol, which is obviously hard to do. Well, not hard to do, but it's just something that you should consider in your life and you should go through that process. Now, that's about it. I think I'm going to leave it there. But yeah, sobriety from alcohol is awesome and I really enjoy it. So have a great day. I hope you're being the best version of yourself and I appreciate you listening to this episode.